Central African time, and you're listening to Africa Rise and Shine. We're coming to you live from Johannesburg in South Africa. The world after COVID is going to be very different, and many jobs that may have seemed like a good career choice may become defunct. On the other hand, opportunities could arise in career fields that were previously not that popular. Therefore, individuals considering what to study next year, those thinking about furthering their studies to improve their career prospects, need to keep in mind our changing world before making their study choices. For more on this issue, we are now joined on the line by Sanet Nell from Oxbridge Academy, based in South Africa's Western Cape province. Sanet, good morning and thank you for joining us on Africa Rise and Shine.
Good morning to you and all the loyal listeners.
Now, Sanet, let's reflect on the industry sectors that have been hardest hit by the pandemic.
Yes, unfortunately, when COVID-19 hit, many industries were negatively affected. And the ones that come to mind first would be that of tourism and hospitality, where we were not able to go to restaurants and wine farms, and our traveling was restricted. So all travel destinations were off the cards. But then also looking at industries like events management, where, for instance, weddings could not take place. And then also the other obvious one would be industries like the beauty therapy industry and hairdressing, where they couldn't go to get looking beautiful, unfortunately.
Now, which sectors stand a good chance of breeding new job opportunities? We've seen a boom in the agricultural sector, and I remember watching a clip on television where this young female business person was speaking about how her business was thriving because people need meat, people need food.
Absolutely, quite correct. When you look at all the opportunities out there and the things that we as human beings need, the basic needs like food would never go away. So if you wake up and you look at all these opportunities, there's definitely something to say for that. Other industries, which might not sound as obvious, but they've also opened up and you see a lot of job opportunities opening there, would be sectors like occupational health and safety. For instance, now during the COVID-19 pandemic, employers have realized the value in having skilled employees on site to ensure that the employees are indeed safe and that all rules and regulations set out by government are followed, and also that we adhere to the guidelines set out by the World Health Organization. Other sectors that we've also seen a boom in opportunities would be sectors like the advertising and marketing industry. So, for instance, where businesses might have pre-COVID had elementary websites, they might have had some social media presence, they're now realizing the value in going online and being able to find their customers and their customers being able to find them. So the opportunities opening up there would be if you are able to do website development, so building websites, optimizing them for businesses, also being able to do graphic design so that things can look appealing so that businesses can find their customers, and then also doing social media posts and doing paid advertising in order for businesses, again, to find their customers, but that also customers can find you more easily.
Now, as individuals, how should we assess where the best opportunities lie for future job prospects? What should we consider?
Very good question. So one should always consider what it is you want from a career. So taking in mind the industries that were hardest affected by COVID, take that into consideration and then look at the opportunities that are opening up in the market. But then also decide what is it that you want from a career. So we all as individuals want something different. Some of us want to do something that we're really passionate about and we love to do every day. For others, it's about the paycheck at the end of the month. And then also some people prefer a more traditional office environment where it's more structured, you work in a team, you might report to a manager, or you might even aspire to become a manager, where others prefer to be a little bit more independent, maybe run their own business, be a little bit more entrepreneurial. So when you look at all those factors, determine what it is that you want and what you're passionate about, then go look at the areas that were negatively affected and look at opportunities that are emerging in the market.
Now, Sunette, can we be realistic with regards to what the COVID-19 pandemic has done with regards to people, looking at employment of more getting a paycheck at the end of the month and not necessarily following their passion? Because now it's about survival.
Absolutely, absolutely. We all need to do what we need to do, and we need to survive. So, when choosing a career, like you said, we should be realistic. But there's a fine line, and the golden thread would always run through where the opportunities might be that match your passion. But even if you do this temporarily to put the bread on the table, choose something that you know you can get up for every day, that you can do this. And follow it through, that it does give you some form of joy.
And now, in terms of, moving forward, do you see academic institutions also revising their curriculum to better prepare scholars for the new world?
Most definitely. We always need to evolve. Education and training and skill development is something that is never stagnant. You need to stay with the trend and where the future is coming. Technology is evolving. We need to look at things like AI, online movements. So academic institutions are reviving their curriculums. They're looking at future jobs, where the markets are evolving. And students or scholars, if you're in matric now and looking at your career options, it's good to go and do your research and see what would be the top jobs like in 2030. Where is the world evolving towards? Take into consideration that we're moving into a more technology-evolved world and then consider your options. But do it realistically, like you said. Do something that you know can put bread on the table, but something that you can also find your passion and that you know you will be investing in something that will give you a future return on your investment.
This is where the role of, with students or matriculants, the role of, counselors at school comes into play and a very big prominence in terms of how they speak to young people and the choices that they make with regards to their lives moving forward.
Absolutely. The days are long gone where you just have standard subject choices that everybody just follows. Just because that was the norm in the olden days and where everybody aspires to go to university or go to a college and get a full qualification. Nowadays, it's more important that you know what skills you are good at and what is your passion. It's also about your emotional intelligence. It's really not about book knowledge anymore. So being able to communicate with other human beings, speaking your truth even, following your passion, whether it was artisan, or where it's something a little bit more technical like a chartered accountant. It really depends on an individual, and counselors really should be mindful of that when they work with young people to identify the unique traits and to ensure that they follow the right career path.
Well, Sunette, thank you so much for joining us on Africa Rise and Shine this morning.
Thank you for having me, and good luck to everybody out there. Stay safe and stay warm.
Thank you, Sunette, and to you too. That's Sunette Nell from Oxbridge Academy, based in South Africa's Western Cape province, joining us on the line.